More than 350,000 of us are still without power this morning, 4 days after the summer storm of 2012. How much longer will it last? Well, let's join Leha Anderson of Dominion Virginia Power. She's with us live on WTOP. Leha, thank you. How many Dominion customers still don't have their power? In any word, when that will be back?
Yeah, in Northern Virginia, we've been able to restore power to about 80% of our customers. That was our goal for the end of the day today. That doesn't give a lot of hope to a lot of people who are still without power. That's 79,000 who are still without power, down from 540,000 that we had at the height of this storm. But I want to give people hope today. I want to tell you that we are in your neighborhoods beginning today and in the next several days. And we are beginning the tedious, more meticulous work of deeper into the neighborhoods of rebuilding our infrastructure so that we can get the last customer back on.
Do you have enough help from out of state, Leha? Is there anything you still need that you don't have?
We can always use more help, but we are working every day to get more help. We have crews in from 15 different states, and we had a contingent of 200 that came in from Canada last night who were processed and are on our system today working. We have more crews coming in even today and beyond today. There are 5,000 total on our system working. Over 2,000 of those are right here in Northern Virginia, dedicating 16, 20 hours a day to getting lights back on.
You know, interesting as it turned out, the wide geographic area in which this storm struck meant that a lot of power companies were affected. Are you competing with the others to bring in people from out of state to help?
Sure, we are competing in a sense, but we are also working together because we all recognize that we have a goal of getting our communities back and running normally again. So we work through an organization called the Southeast Exchange, where numerous utility companies come together and decide on which resources need to go where. So we are working together, but we are competing because there are several states looking for help.
Given how much these repairs cost in a major incident like this, has there talk within the utility about getting all the lines underground at some point?
You know, there was, after the Hurricane Isabel, a State Corporation Commission study done about retrofitting the lines and putting them underground, but the cost was astronomical. Dominion has more than 40% of its lines in Northern Virginia underground, but we also recognize there are pros and cons to both. And while during a major event like this, we look at overhead lines and say, okay, they're a problem, there are other times where we look at underground and say, wow, it would have been much easier had these lines been overhead to repair them.
So, for example, what do you mean by that?
Well, during a major storm like this, you've got trees falling on power lines, obviously, and bringing the power lines down. But I'll give you an example. A few years ago, 2-3 years ago, over Thanksgiving weekend, we had an underground cable fail. And we were not able to just go out and look at the line and say, oh, there's the problem. Let's get the a crew out and fix it. It took 4 days for us to be able to identify the problem and then dig up all the...
Well, is there a better balance to underground versus overhead?
Well, I think we have that balance. All of our new development is being built underground, but somewhere those lines are going to come out of the ground. And I think tree trimming is a big part of it. But an event like this, we have to be real. Trees outside of our right-of-way, huge trees are coming down across lines, across cars, across homes and streets. There's no way to eliminate that problem altogether.
Leha, we'll check with you again in a little while, but boy, a lot of people are hoping for some big progress today.
Ooh, yeah.
And we're going to make it.
All right, thanks. Leha Anderson from Dominion Virginia Power.